News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and as we have been doing on Thursdays and on Tuesdays as well, we have been visiting with some local health officials with regard to some updated information with coronavirus and the efforts here locally. And joining us today is the City of Manhattan's Public Information Officer. First off, numbers. And yesterday, the report came out that you had 15 new positives. And that is a significant number, considering the number of positives that we have had that have been reported from tests here over the last, actually, several weeks.
It is. We've been having reports more in the 100, 120 range lately. And while it is encouraging to see that there were only 15 new positives between Tuesday and Wednesday, unfortunately, some of that celebration we should hold on to a little bit, because there was a delay in reporting from some local labs. And over that holiday weekend, there was a lack of testing. So while, yes, it is wonderful to see that the number was just 15, we're not entirely sure that that's representative of the true situation. We'll take the victory. That's wonderful. And we also have quite a few additional recoveries to celebrate, too. We had 143 new recoveries between that report on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that's a wonderful thing. We have our total number of positives is at 1,310, and that's since March, since the pandemic began. Most are still in that 18 to 24 age group. And actually, since August 3rd, the increase just in that age group has been 718. So that's really our most significant age group representation. The next this group is that 25 to 34 age range. And in that same time period, there was an increase of 30 in that age range. Right now, View Christie has 3 COVID positive patients in the hospital. None of them were on ventilators as of yesterday. And we wish them the best. We hope for a speedy recovery for those folks. And again, back to that number of recoveries to celebrate, 143 brings us to a total of 704 recoveries in the county.
Okay. All right. Well, we had testing locations, and of course, you know, things kind of got shifted due to weather, but I saw some photographs of long lines of people waiting in to get into the barn there north of Potterworth Hall and to get their tests. How many folks came through yesterday?
So even with that kind of last-minute location change, they tested 304 people at Potterworth yesterday. And then the evening event, which was switched to Randolph to have a little bit more cover, they tested 76 people up there. So that was a good turnout. We were very pleased with those numbers. And from what I could tell, they were moving people through that line pretty quickly.
Okay. Well, you got a big day in Ogden at the community center there today, because you got 3 different shifts, and one of those is already underway.
Yep, we just got started here at 7 o'clock, and this first shift is going to be from 7 to 9 in Ogden at their community center, which is located at 210 Willow Street. We've got 2 more time slots if you're not able to make it this morning but are interested in being tested. The second one is 11 to 1 today, and then 5 to 7 this evening. And along with that free nasal swab test, you do get a take-home meal. The food has been donated by the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition and Orchland. So you get a test, you get a meal, everything's free, and we try to move you through as quickly as possible.
Well, if you were able to get through 304 people yesterday in three hours' time?
2 hours.
Wow.
2 hours in the morning.
Wow, that's pretty efficient. Pretty efficient.
Yeah, we've got a lot of volunteers helping out, and then, of course, medical professionals performing the test. It is not the rapid test, unfortunately. We do have to call you with the test results. Either way, we'll give you a call. And those are typically taking about 24 to 48 hours right now.
Okay. Let's talk about some behaviors, especially when folks are out in the community. And we're obviously seeing people do have largely accepted, you know, the mask ordinance. Some of them may not like it, but they are wearing masks when they're going out shopping and doing a lot of things. But there's a lot of things, including a K-State football game coming up on Saturday. So let's talk about the behavior aspects that may be of a concern to you.
So we're asking people, especially with the football game coming up, to change a lot of their behavior. And we're We've got some systems in place to help encourage that. But the first thing you'll see different is that no tailgating will be associated with Saturday's game. So there's parties in the parking lot, gathering beforehand. We're really trying to discourage that behavior. Again, the problem is just bringing groups of people together in close contact. And I know the stadium and K-State Athletics have things set up very differently this time. So the stadium capacity will be very limited, about 25% of the capacity of the stadium. And each section, so it's not that 25% can come all sit on the 50-yard line. Each section will have 25%. People will be spread out. You're going to be required to wear masks in the stadium. And really trying to limit that close contact with people outside of your household. Again, the more you can avoid that kind of behavior, kind of the less you'll risk of contracting or spreading the virus. So it's not that we don't want you to have fun. We don't want you to have a social life. We understand that that's very important for the health of a human being. We need, you know, human connection. We need people in our lives. But there are ways to do it that are safer. So going out and participating in a large group gathering really is something that's a bad idea right now. And we'd like you to, even K-State published a list of ways on their website, kind of some ideas for having a social life during COVID in a way that's really as safe as possible, about limiting the size of your social group, kind of picking some people who are your really good friends that you interact with on a regular basis, not going beyond that, and kind of just hunkering down a little bit and making some choices that prioritize your safety rather than prioritize fun. And it's hard to do that, especially for that age group. I remember when I was, in my early 20s, and your social life is such a big part of what you do every day. But we're just asking people to make that short-term sacrifice for the longer-term gains and for a benefit to the community.
Still have masks available at the United Way office, and pickup is one of the pickup time frames is today.
Yep, noon to 3 today down at Conza United Way. They have free cloth masks just to give away. Lots of different styles. People are making them at home and donating. So we've got those available. Very happy to that they're able to provide that service for the community. And again, that's every Tuesday and Thursday from noon to 3. And if you're someone who makes masks, you can always drop by and donate during that time too.
And the Conza United Way's office is in Colony Square at 555 Points Avenue. Still want to remind folks about that hotline that is available, and manned during business hours.
Yep. So we have nurses available to answer a screening line, and that should be your first call if you're experiencing symptoms or you've been identified as a close contact. They can give you advice about testing and kind of start that process for you. That's available Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the number is 785-323-6400. Again, that's 323-6400, and you can get some information about testing.
And also the Riley County website at rileycountyks.gov has, there's a big block right there at the very top of the screen that you can get all kinds of information and with regard to coronavirus. Vivian, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Delight to have you on board here at K-Man today.
Thank you. Nice talking with you.
Always. 7:12 in the morning here at News Radio KMAN. That's Vivian Uccello with the City of Manhattan, part of the Mayor's Recovery Task Force here, sharing some updated information with us with regards to the local coronavirus battle here in the area. A look at our forecast and Mitch Fortner with our morning sports coming up.